2. Exorcise the demons, dispelling myths about public speaking. Negative stories we've told ourselves and repeated over time are the primary obstacles to reaching our full potential. When we clear the path, we can express ourselves without barriers. In my days as a film and television director, I knew the moment an actor walked onto the set if she was going to have a bad day and potentially make everyone else miserable. Her tells were a particular look in her eyes, the way she carried herself, and the way she connected with or retreated from others. After coaching hundreds of executives, I can now predict how female speakers will perform in front of an audience, and it's not what women say that gives them away. It's what I observe as they walk from their seats to the front of the room. The strong speakers look determined. They exude purpose. There's energy in their stride. They smile and appear to have a genuine desire to connect with the audience. The opposite is also true. When a woman lacks confidence, it's as if aliens have taken over her body. There's no fire in her eyes. She walks slowly. 9 times out of 10, she'll grip her notes while speaking as if her life depended on them. When I see a speaker who is prepared and capable but clearly uncomfortable, it drives me crazy because I know it doesn't have to be that way. I've been a communication and presentation trainer for more than 15 years. My clients are executives, from those entering the job market to seasoned professionals breaking into the C-suite, senior managers who have chief in the title, including chief executive officer, chief financial officer, or chief operations officer. Although a handful of women seek coaching to go on the speaker circuit, most want to improve their communication or presentation skills to generate more business, be seen as leaders in their industry, or raise awareness for their favorite organization. Over the years, I've been fortunate to train and observe women who were wonderful, dynamic presenters. Not all speaker fears and anxieties are evenly distributed. However, there are mannerisms and behaviors that are exhibited by an inordinately large percentage of women speakers, and anyone who wants to reach the pinnacle of his or her career needs to identify, examine, and deal with these issues. How did